Now, what does he do with this bent pyramid? The answer is he finishes it quickly and inexpensively. He makes the bend in the pyramid. He knows he's not going to use it. And he makes the bend in the pyramid because it'll be less material to fill it with. And also, it will take some of the pressure off the burial chamber because there's fewer stones needed to fill it in if it's not a true pyramid. Now, why complete it? Why not just say, hey, forget this one? The answer is that the pharaoh wanted two pyramids. The pharaoh, since Narmer's time, is called King of Upper and Lower Egypt. And pharaohs wanted two burials in Sneferu's time, one to show he's king of the north, one to show he's king of the south. So this would be one of his burials. This would be the northern pyramid or the southern pyramid, and he would have another one. So he finishes the pyramid as quickly as he can, as inexpensively as he can, but now time is running out for Sneferu. He's an old man, and he needs somewhere to be buried. What does he do? Great thing about Sneferu, he does not give up, ever. He does not rant and rave, as far as we know. He doesn't kill the architect. The architect's his son, right? He doesn't kill the architect. He says, we build another pyramid. Sneferu now builds a third pyramid at Dahshur, less than a mile away from the bent. It's called the Red Pyramid because when the sun is gleaming on it, it kind of has a reddish hue. And he builds the Red Pyramid at a less steep angle. So it won't be quite so tall, but he has to get it finished. He's got to complete the pyramid because time is running out and he's going to die. And he completes it. This is the first true pyramid in history. This is the one in which Sneferu is buried. And this is history. I mean, this is the first true pyramid where our King Sneferu is finally laid to rest. Now think about it. He has built the three largest buildings in the history of the world. An incredible achievement. But that's not all Sneferu does. Let me say this. Sneferu, I think, takes Egypt up another notch and makes it great. I said very briefly in the beginning that he makes Egypt an international power. Sneferu sends a trading expedition to Lebanon to bring back cedars, the very cedars that are inside the burial chamber, holding his bent pyramid burial chamber apart. He sends trading expeditions to Lebanon. Now, this was a big deal for Egypt, a very big deal. Why? Egyptians were not good sailors. They were not. I mean, contrary to what people think, you know, you see it on the tomb walls all the time, these ships going north and south, you know. They were not good sailors because they were spoiled. They were river sailors. They could go up and down the Nile pretty well, but that's not navigational skills. You can see the coast all the time. Also, what spoiled them is that the current goes one way, from south to north, as you know, but the winds, the prevailing winds, go the other way, from north, out of the north, to the south. So, if you want to go northward, you're going with the current, you keep your sails down, you got some oars in there and you're steering, you're doing fine. If you want to go southward, you put your sails up and the wind will blow you and you go against current. So, if you ever look at a tomb painting and see a ship, you can tell if it's going north or south. If the sails are up, it's going south. If the sails are down, it's going north. But this spoiled the Egyptians, as I say. They didn't have to, you know, navigate. They never went on the sea. They didn't like to go on the sea. They called the Mediterranean, which is in the north of Egypt, the Wajwur. Now, Wajwur is the ancient Egyptian words for great green. It was the great green. And they didn't like to go on it. They usually used foreign sailors to navigate. So when Sneferu sends an expedition to Lebanon to bring back cedar, it's a big deal. And they needed the cedar for ships. They didn't have forests to build big ships. They also needed the cedar for temple doors, huge temple doors. When you entered a temple, there were doors 30 feet high, would open. That was cedar of Lebanon. And for the shrines for the gods. So cedar was important. And Sneferu goes to Lebanon. But that's not the only place he goes. He sent expeditions to the turquoise mines in the Sinai. Another major, major, major expedition to go into the Sinai. This was foreign land. This was a land which you didn't control, so you had to bring the army with you to protect you. And we have, from the Sinai, rock carvings of Sneferu, in which he is called Smiter of Barbarians. In other words, he killed the foreigners so that he could go into the Sinai and bring back turquoise. I'll tell you a funny story.